What happens when a ruthless tycoon meets his match in the most unexpected package? Chrysander Anitakis's world revolves around power, control, and his vast business empire. When he discovers company documents in his lover Marley's possession, his reaction is swift and merciless. Immediate termination of their relationship with no chance for explanation. The betrayal cuts deep, especially for a man whose success was built on calculated trust. But fate has other plans when Marley is abducted shortly after their explosive breakup. Months later, Chrysander receives shocking news. Marley has been rescued, suffers from amnesia, and carries his child. The revelation forces him to reconsider everything, setting up a delicate dance between past hurts and present responsibilities. Should he tell her about her alleged betrayal, or use this clean slate to rebuild what they once had? The amnesia creates a unique power dynamic. He remembers everything while she remembers nothing, leaving her to navigate their relationship with only her instincts as guide. 2 days after leaving the hospital, Marley finds herself in an unfamiliar New York apartment that Chrysander claims is their home. Everything feels foreign. The bustling city streets, the modern living space, and most disturbingly, the strange detachment in Chrysander's manner. His assistant Rosalind's composed presence and proprietary air only adds to Marley's discomfort. Despite having no memories, Marley's instincts scream that something isn't right. "I know this is difficult," Chrysander tells her over a tense breakfast, "but I'm here. We'll figure this out together." His words sound sincere, but his emotional distance tells another story. Why does he seem to care for her physical needs while keeping his heart firmly guarded? The contradiction becomes increasingly difficult to reconcile, protective care coupled with emotional walls. When Marley confronts him about Rosalind's scantily clad appearance at their villa, his professional explanation does little to ease her unease. This conversation reveals the complex dynamics at play, her surprising jealousy despite having no memories to justify it, and his careful navigation of her questions without revealing the painful truth of their past. Physical intimacy becomes the bridge between Marley's past and present. In Chrysander's arms, she finds glimpses of their former connection, though the context remains out of reach. When business pulls him away, his protective instincts ensure her well-being through arranged doctor's visits, demonstrating care that leaves her both supported and controlled. During a tense dinner with Rosalind present, Marley retreats to the garden, overwhelmed. Chrysander follows, where vulnerability finally breaks through. "I don't want to share you with her," Marley admits softly. "Is that foolish of me?" His response affirms that his priorities lie with Marley and their unborn child. This honest exchange marks a turning point, Marley voicing her insecurities and Chrysander responding with understanding. Their subsequent intimacy feels grounded in present connection rather than past history, creating a new foundation through vulnerability rather than memories. Morning reveals Chrysander's absence and Rosalind's helicopter departure, intensifying Marley's sense of confinement. Despite the medical necessity, her restricted movement feels like a luxurious prison. On the beach, Chrysander appears with a jeweler's selection of rings. Though surrounded by spectacular options, it's his choice of a simple, elegant ring that moves her most. Yet, the gesture only heightens her awareness of untold truths. "Why do I feel like there's always something you're not telling me?" she confronts him. His expression wavers before settling. "You need time to heal," he answers, both truthful and elusive. Their dynamic illustrates how knowledge becomes power. Chrysander possesses their shared history, while Marley must rely on instinct alone. Rosalind's presence repeatedly disrupts their fragile balance, underscoring the challenge of building trust when memories are so unevenly distributed. "I've never belonged anywhere," Marley confesses one evening, her voice barely above a whisper. "I want our child to know what it means to be truly wanted, truly loved." Her raw vulnerability touches something in Chrysander, though he struggles with fears rooted in past betrayals. He wants to believe in the future she envisions, yet cannot fully surrender while shadows of doubt linger. When they share physical closeness, the barriers between them seem to dissolve. Yet in quiet moments after, his thoughts return to those incriminating documents, the apparent evidence of betrayal that his heart still struggles to reconcile with the woman before him now. This internal battle sets the stage for their greatest challenge. Can trust truly be rebuilt when half the foundation remains hidden? Can love flourish in partial light, or must all shadows be banished for it to grow? The promise of their future hangs in delicate balance, weighted with hope on one side and unresolved past on the other. Yet in these moments when hearts are laid bare despite the risks, the possibility of true reconciliation begins to take shape. "I feel like I'm living half a life," Marley tells Chrysander during a confrontation, her voice breaking with emotion. "I know there's something you're not telling me. How can I trust you when I feel this wall between us?" Her words strike a chord, forcing him to recognize the distance he has created. Their morning exchange on the beach becomes a turning point where both express desires for emotional closeness despite lingering shadows. "I want to believe in us," Chrysander admits, the confession costing him more than she knows. This commitment marks a shift in their dynamic, yet the unspoken truth remains a time bomb beneath the foundation they're attempting to rebuild. Chrysander's decision to withhold information about her alleged betrayal comes from a place of protection, both of her fragile state and their tentative happiness, but carries inevitable risk. The question becomes not if, but when Marley will discover what happened between them and whether their newfound connection will withstand the revelation. The truth emerges during a confrontation with Rosalind, whose facade finally breaks. "You were never supposed to find out," Rosalind hisses. "She didn't deserve you. She was nothing, and you treated her like she was everything." For Marley, whose memories have begun returning, this indication brings mixed emotions. Chrysander's past doubt wounds her deeply. "You should have believed in me," she tells him, voice steady despite her tears. "Love means nothing without trust." Their reconciliation requires more than exposed truth. It demands genuine forgiveness and renewed trust. Chrysander must acknowledge his failure and commit to unwavering faith in her. Their child's impending birth provides both urgency and hope, symbolizing their relationship's rebirth. The story concludes not with perfect resolution, but with commitment to growth, recognizing that trust must be carefully restored, and love means choosing each other daily, especially through difficulties.